Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Oh, we're on? Hey, I'm Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. It is getting close to Christmas. It is wet outside, rainy. It just kind of, it makes you feel Christmassy, doesn't it, Denise? It just makes you feel, wow, this is going to be exciting. Because yeah, I like Christmas.
I contemplated wearing a Christmas sweater today. I really did.
You should have.
But, I know. But the cold
gives a special glow when you see the lights, and it just looks so warm and inviting, and you know, and all that stuff.
Very Christmassy, this second hour of Radio Law Talk. We have a lot going on. We're going to do a case or no case. If you want to call in or you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk or go to our Instagram. We have a TikTok. Just type in Radio Law Talk. You can call us at 855-529-7234, and if we want you to join us, we'll let you. But again, it depends if Cal lets you join
us. It's an exclusive club, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's an exclusive club.
Bah, humbug.
That's right.
We're going to talk about the FTC suing Facebook on an antitrust. This is very, very interesting. Those of you who don't realize it, this could be huge. There's social media is so big now in our society. This could be the Standard Oil lawsuit of the, what was the late 1800s, the Standard Oil lawsuits?
And the AT&T, right?
The AT&T breakup. Well, or the Ma Bell's were also,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we got that. We're going to talk about billionaire Bill Gross, bizarre antics, bizarre lawsuit with his rich neighbor. I think Bill Gross is going to lose this case, but it's interesting. I'm not going to opine as an attorney. We don't. But in general, you're going to see what's going on with this. It's very interesting. And then Los Angeles is deciding not to prosecute certain crimes. And we're going to bring that up. Those of you in all states, it doesn't matter where you are, this is very interesting to see if other states are going to do this. And I was really curious about this until I studied and realized just a little tidbit that, oh, by the way, Los Angeles is cutting $150 million from the LAPD's budget. So you wonder if that has anything to do with it. We're going to talk about that. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. You can email us later. This is heard on podcasts or later. Some stations play us at a later day at info@radiolawtalk.com. Again, info@radiolawtalk.com. But, Cal, what people are here for is one thing only. That's case or no case.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I take you to the great state of Arizona. We all remember Sheriff Joe Arpaio, former senatorial candidate and the former top cop in Maricopa County, Arizona. He had the reputation for treating prisoners as if they were in jail, and he didn't want to make it a pleasant experience. So Sheriff Arpaio ordered the constant playing of Christmas carols at the jailhouse after Thanksgiving Day all the way up through the holiday. Some inmates liked it. Other inmates said it drove them to the brink of insanity because they claimed the music violated their religious and other rights. They ended up calling their lawyers and asking, please make it stop. Please make the music stop. The lawyers were asked, case or no case? Todd Kuhn, what say you?
Well, you know, it's not the first time inmates have sued over conditions. I've practiced in jurisdictions where the local jails have been subject to an order, an ongoing order by federal courts based on overcrowding, that when the jail reaches a certain capacity, 95-98% capacity, they have to start releasing people. And even if their sentences aren't done, they've got to release them. And so it's not the first time people have sued. And given the religious nature of it, look, if somebody at school can complain because somebody set up a nativity scene and, oh my gosh, it's on public property, we can't do that, or we can't sing this song because it's religious and courts will come in and shut it down, then why can't inmates, I say this is a case, and I say the inmates win.
Inmates win, you say. Okay, yeah. Denise, what say you?
This is a really true case.
Yes.
And I do
according
agree.
To you, yes.
I do agree. And is this the same guy that got pardoned by Trump?
Yep.
Okay.
Sheriff Joe.
Yes. Yes. Case and the inmates win, and exactly for the reasons that they state. It's because of their First Amendment rights, their religious beliefs. They don't have a necessarily belief in Christmas, and because it was driving them crazy.
Folks, I, before Fred answers, for those of you that are listening for the first time, or that are that haven't tuned in, that are new to Case or No Case or Radio Law Talk in general, you need to understand something about the monumental nature of Denise offering an opinion that agrees with me, and how absolutely difficult it
rare.
Is. I mean, if you ever saw Happy Days and watched Fonzie unable to say the word, I'm sorry. He couldn't get that. That's what it's like for Denise to offer an opinion that agrees with mine.
Or to a girl, I love,
you know. But you have heard it here today.
I think that's an additional thing, too. So I'll go one step further.
Uh-oh.
That it was cruel and unusual.
So this is actual conk history. This is a case in no case, or conk history. Oh. Mr. Penny, what's your opinion?
Well, Joe Pyle, I know, has been sued, I believe. Again, I don't know the... I've heard this. I got to be careful. I think he's been the most sued sheriff in the United States. He has been sued so many times by so many things. There's no doubt this is a case because the guy's sued for everything. Now, it's a points thing. I think Joe Arpaio's going to win. I just have to go the opposite of them because I'm trying to get extra points. So I'm going to say the inmates lose and they got to listen to Christmas song. The same reason the inmates had to wear pink, by the way. They had to wear pink. He makes them wear pink jumpsuits and everything's in pink. You know that. I don't know.
So from a strategic position.
Yes, I am saying the inmates lose.
Mere strategic.
He needs the strategic.
I need something.
Yes. Okay. Well,
I'm tired of paying for dinner.
let me tell you how this all came out, if I may. For those of you who say this was a case, that would be all three of you. And congratulations to all of you. Now, to those of you who say the sheriff won, that would be Fred. Oh, Fred. Congratulations.
Yes!
Fred gets two
points. I stumped my smart panel.
You just did not outsmart yourself. Oh. Many of Arpaio's draconian methods have long since stopped. And yes, this was a case, but Sheriff Arpaio won all six times he was sued over this.
Wow.
All six times. Arpaio noted his song selections were diverse and included music from all religions and all ethnicities. He said, "We keep winning these lawsuits. Inmates should stop acting like the Grinch who stole Christmas and stop wasting the court's time with such frivolous assertions." And
isn't there something about you're in jail for a reason to be, quote, punished?
Well,
I guess they have too many rights.
So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
Denise very rarely agrees with me. She went even further to say that agreeing with me was cruel and unusual punishment. And to top it all off,
you were
both wrong.
Yes. Yes.
Cost you both a point.
Oh, I love that. And that is our case or no case. Those of you who are just joining us, that is the most interesting, fun thing to do is case or no case. And third hour, what, Gal?
The next hour, I take you to the city so nice I had to name it twice, New York, where a musician had her life changed.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about just a little bit about the FTC suing Facebook. And Facebook, by the way, does own Instagram also. And we'll be back after this.
We hope you'll stay tuned because there's always more Radio Law Talk coming up, whether it's our live 3 hours, 9 to noon Pacific, or whether you choose to listen to our podcast from our website, Radio, it's easy for me to say, our website, RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call at 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY-Lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Boys are weird.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk at RadioLawTalk.com.
So let's give you a little bit of a history lesson. Many of you probably know this. So in 1887, the Interstate Commerce Act was passed, which basically shifted big business regulation from the states to the federal level, and that was in 1887. Then a famous act called the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890 came down that was brought forth basically to bring down the big businesses. One of the number one businesses they were in 1890 trying to bring down was the Rockefeller family and Standard Oil. Standard Oil was a very, very powerful company that basically ran the oil industry in the United States, and they came down and said, you can't do that, you can't... paraphrasing.
Oil, transportation.
Right.
I mean, they had a lot of
yeah,
things.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't just the Rockefellers.
Yeah.
It was also, was it J.P. Morgan or, and there was, what's the other steel guy?
That guy, yeah.
Yeah, I just spaced the
not
the,
Goldman Sachs.
Super, no. Superman? Oh, no, different Man of Steel. Sorry, my bad.
Anyway, make a long story short, they went after Rockefeller and they broke up the huge,
yes,
Standard Oil. They broke it up into multiple different entities, which, by the way, just a few, there's many, would be Standard Oil, Exxon, Amoco, Mobil, Chevron, and broke them up so there's competition. Now, this is happening in today's day and age with social media. Social media is moving so fast, and I'm telling you right now, this is one I agree with. I think there's way too much power in social media with a certain people. I mean, I am a big social media person, and I say to myself, why did they ban that? Or I don't usually get banned, but why are they ignoring that? Why do they do that? They have the complete control of what you say, how you say. Well, it's private industry. Yes, but it's, if it goes too far, that's when there becomes an issue. So let me just finish my history. So the FTC also comes in, the Federal Trade Commission, in 1914, which is a commission or the government that handles these antitrust issues. Go ahead, Todd.
Well, I was just going to say that if you disagree with something that that an overarching or a big, powerful social media is, the common retort is, well, if you don't like our platform, go use another one that will let you say that.
Good
but
luck.
When you talk about antitrust, if a company has gotten so big that they've put all of the other things out of business, there is no other platform to go to.
So this basically is to promote competition, right?
Yes.
I mean, the whole idea behind these law schemes is to promote competition so that it's the laissez-faire, right? So that it keeps the prices down. So
yes,
that there's a lot of competition, so that one power monger, if you will.
I don't think it's economic. It could be. It seems to me it is more a competition of ideas in the marketplace, because if you've got someone who can squat on a particular segment or squat on stuff and say, we're not going to talk about that, and by the way, you're not going to talk about that on our platform, and I think that's as much a part of the original motivation as it was the economic. That's just my own thought on this. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, well, the whole idea behind capitalism is it's supposed to benefit the consumer. If we've got two people that are competing with a product, the person that gives the better product, you go with them. And everybody can compete with products and services and do things. It's just that model gets destroyed when one industry has one player that gets so big that they run everybody else out of business, and now the consumer has no choice but to
right,
go to that one person.
Right.
And that's what the Sherman Antitrust Act really serves to protect, is the consumer's ability to choose, because the market should be driven by consumer choice.
So let's go over what the FTC says that is going on. And this is what they're saying. So Facebook, according to the FTC.
Yes.
Let's make sure these are allegations, and Facebook's going to fight them, I assume. But they've got some pretty strong arguments. And by the way, it's not just the FTC. It is many states. In fact, most states have joined on.
46 states.
To come against,
yeah,
Facebook. And it's not just Facebook. It's Instagram and WhatsApp. By the way, they bought Instagram, I don't know, 20 years ago for $1 billion.
Yeah, 2012.
2012 for $1 billion, and then the WhatsApp for like $12 billion or
yes.
Isn't that the one that hasn't completed yet? Aren't
yeah.
they in the process of stopping
yeah,
but
I think it's like $12 billion.
No, so they Facebook bought Instagram in 2012 for $1 billion, and they bought WhatsApp in 2014, I think, for $19 billion.
Oh, they did.
$2 billion with
yeah.
a B. Well,
what about YouTube? Don't they own YouTube also?
Google owns YouTube.
That's right. Thank
yeah. you. So here's what's interesting. Let's lay this out. They're trying to claim that the FTC says that when Facebook, what it did is it targeted its competition. So when Instagram came out, that was starting to take off. And apparently, long story short, Facebook made its own run at Instagram to do the same thing, but it wasn't working. So what did they decide? We're just going to go buy them. This is what the FTC's complaints say. So they said Facebook's executives, including CEO Mark Zuckerberg, recognized that Instagram was going to become powerful, and they were having a difficult time competing with them, so they just bought them. And then that also happened with that other app, WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
They were trying to do that. Now,
WhatsApp is the most popular social media platform in Europe.
Right.
So it's huge in Europe.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing that's interesting. Now, again, these are allegations from the FTC. That I thought was interesting is apparently people use these social media, and they want to use their Facebook friends to be able to, bring them into their other social media. And what was happening in general was Facebook was saying, no, we're not going to let you, if you're not part of us, we're not going to let you go to Facebook and get we're not going to let you get your list on Facebook.
Yeah, if I developed an app and I wanted my app to have an interface with Facebook,
right.
Facebook would say, well, look, we'll give you our API, which is language that allows your app to talk to Facebook. We'll let you do it, but you can't. We won't let you use Facebook and give you that API if you're just going to take our list and then promote some other service.
So what's API mean? That's what
API stands for, Application Programming Interfaces.
We're going to come back and talk a little more about this and why this is interesting to everybody out there. Hold on. And I would say just don't turn that dial, but I think that's... We're not allowed to say
that. I think don't touch that tuner is probably what we have to
say. Okay, don't touch that tuner.
Oh, boy, that says a lot.
Anymore, do they? We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. That's 800-493-6112.
Not all law firms.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine, and a rollout of the vaccine is expected to happen within 24 hours. Dr. Nicole Sapphire says we owe a lot of credit to President Trump and Operation Warp Speed.
I don't think most people understand what an incredible scientific feat this has been. It is so multi-layered. Not only do we have a vaccine using novel technology for a disease that has been present less than a year and has a 95% efficacy, but thanks to Operation Warp Speed, is ready to be distributed and administered within 24 to 48 hours of receiving that FDA EUA.
That audio, courtesy of Fox and Friends, top congressional leaders appear to be at another standstill in the ongoing negotiations on another round of coronavirus relief. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
So we're talking about the antitrust lawsuit that the FTC is and other states are bringing against Facebook and its other entities. Talk about the FTC uses some examples of where they've what they're claiming. Again, the FTC's claiming where they were manipulating other businesses and becoming more too powerful.
Sure. So remember, the Antitrust Act, everything they're doing here is to promote competition, and they and the FTC goes after businesses that they feel that they are engaged in anti-competitive activities. And so in their complaint, among other things, they've listed three anti-competitive acquisitions that Facebook engaged in, plus some anti-competitive platform conduct. So the acquisitions that they're talking about, what they're claiming is back in 2012 when Instagram started to get popular, Facebook wanted to compete with Instagram. And initially started to, and then just said, you know what, forget it. We're going to buy them. So they bought Instagram for $1 billion. WhatsApp, which is another platform that was gaining ground, getting some steam there, in 2014, they're really big. Denise, I think you said they're really big in Europe.
They're very big in Europe, yeah. Yeah.
And so Facebook, rather than coming up with a competing product or service, just decided to go, well, we'll buy WhatsApp. They bought it for $19 billion with a B in 2014. And then the anti-competitive platform conduct is You know how when you're on a website and it says, hey, would you like to connect with your Facebook friends list? And you can click yes, and then you can go ahead and maybe post all of your stuff that you post on this one website to everything on Facebook, and there's just talking back and forth and sharing. Which is an application programming interface. And so the anti-competitive conduct they're talking about is where Facebook said, I'll tell you what, we'll give you the code and allow you and your app or whatever you're developing, we'll allow you to use this where you can use the contacts from your Facebook page and all your friends, and you can tell them all about this great pasta recipe you have or whatever, but we will only do it on the condition that you not develop anything that competes with us, competing functionalities, and is so long as that you don't connect with Facebook's list that you get to promote some other non-Facebook service or product. And so the FTC says, well, by doing that, now you're making it anti-competitive. And so those were basically the basics of what they're alleging against Facebook. Now, look, there are going to be some people that look at this and say, the first thing that I thought when I saw this was, I get it if something is so big that there is no other option. Because we talked before about this idea, well, if you don't like our policies, go ahead and use something else, right? And if the argument is, well, there is nothing else to use, I'm sure there are people that are out there like, well, wait a minute, explain to me how TikTok got so big if Facebook was so huge that no other social media platform could ever survive with Facebook, the 800-pound gorilla, taking over everything. Because TikTok's pretty popular.
TikTok, yeah, but TikTok...
All young kids, too, but go ahead.
But TikTok also interfaces with Instagram.
It does interface with Instagram.
Not with Facebook,
yes.
But with Instagram.
And they don't work the same.
They don't work the same, but it's still an alternative medium for somebody to get a message out there using social media.
Well, then again, so's email, but nobody uses that anymore.
Yeah, and so the question here is the consumer's choice being affected by Facebook's policies? Is Facebook so big that the consumer, when it comes down to it, the consumer, the people that use the service, are they left with, this is all I have to choose and I can't choose anything else? And I think that's going to be a lot of the litigation. I think some people would say, yes, yes, there is no other alternative. And then I think that Facebook's going to come back and go, well, explain to me how the heck TikTok got going. Because they might use Instagram, they might use some of this stuff, but they compete with us. I mean, essentially, you look at it this way. There's only so much time in the day, and every human being has 24 hours a day that they're going to allocate however they want.
And there's 6 hours a day average screen time.
Yes.
Right now.
And the question is, you can't be on Facebook and TikTok at the same time. You can switch back and forth between the two of them. You can have two different devices, but you can't be on it at the same time in the same device. And if Facebook is so big, how is it that other people are competing for screen time, other businesses, TikTok and others, and getting away with it? TikTok, Snapchat, these other...
But they're not even, they don't touch Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, sure.
They're not even in the same reality. Now I'm gonna agree TikTok is starting to take off and it's getting bigger, but it's like saying, you know, Steve down the road is making his own dune buggies. Oh, that he's competing against Chevrolet and Toyota.
Well, TikTok competes with YouTube, right?
Yeah,
because they're both video formats.
It does. YouTube, you can upload a two-hour video to YouTube if you want. TikTok, you capped at 60 seconds. But I keep going back to this. As big as Facebook is, and even though TikTok doesn't hold a candle to as big as Facebook is the consumer's ability to choose destroyed based upon these practices?
Here's what Facebook is doing. If you scroll up and down, this happened to me yesterday, and I was just beside myself, sputtering like a wet hen. You go along, and they decide to put in an ad for Macy's perfume. You can't get out of it. There's no way. You have to wait for about 45 seconds until they say you can get out of it.
But their argument is, same with when you're watching TV, Cal.
No, but that's okay. I would say if I watch TV, I can switch channels. If I'm watching YouTube, I can slide past the spots. And on Facebook, I can't. The only thing I can do is simply turn off the app, and I do. And when you came, when I did, and when I came back, it started at the same place.
Yeah.
Couldn't get out of it. And to me, that's the kind of stuff.
Now, are you getting all the lingerie stuff on your
phone? No, this was perfume. This was
perfume, lingerie.
You can tell.
Now, what it does, it reads what you're looking at.
No.
And then it'll...
Hey, there's some truth to that.
Well,
there's some truth to that. If you go on and you are searching in Google for something, you will go back to Facebook and they will have an ad.
It's true.
But crazy.
It's just proof they think we're in last-minute shopping times because perfume and cheap jewelry are the things that sell well at the last minute.
Oh, that's where I'm getting my wife.
That's true.
I just see this from Facebook's standpoint. And look,
I was thinking of something.
This is not a slam dunk case.
Right.
This is one that there's going to be arguments on both sides. That's why we have courts and a judge. But ultimately, this is going to be something that the jury has to decide. And guess what? The jury is not going to be filled with a bunch of highly experienced tech folks in the industry. If
right.
the jury consultants are doing their job, they're going to try to take the cross section of society, which is the average person, and you know, it's going to be decided by somebody who may very well look at this and say, well, hold on a second. As a consumer, I use Facebook. I don't pay a dime for it. I don't pay a dime for Instagram. I don't pay a dime for TikTok. I don't pay a dime for any of these things.
Even the commission itself, to seek a permanent injunction, it was split 3-2.
Yeah.
So it is, you're right, I don't think it's a slam dunk case either.
Yes and no, you do pay money because businesses have to advertise on it because that's where everybody is and you're required to advertise basically on those medias nowadays.
Well,
by the way, they're super expensive.
Businesses run commercials on there.
Right.
But as the end user of the product,
right.
if I have nothing about social media, I know squat, I was dropped in here from 1840 and transported in time to today's day and age. What is this? Well, here's a phone and here's social media. Go ahead and sign up. And I haven't a dime to my name, but I do have internet access. I can sign up for Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. It doesn't cost me anything.
Well, true. That's true. But it used to be that Instagram did not have the advertising that Facebook did. And when Facebook bought out Instagram, I was on Instagram, not Facebook, because I didn't want those ads. Now I have ads in Instagram, and it's because of Facebook's platform.
You know, the other thing that I see with this is the way this is being pitched, it's like poor Instagram. Poor Instagram. They went up against big, bad Facebook, and Facebook, those tyrants wrote them a check for $1 billion. Look, a lot of these developers that create apps like TikTok and or Instagram and WhatsApp, they create the app with the technology with the hope that a big player will come in and buy them out so that they can recoup their investment. And if we sold out and we made our billions, this is great. That's a business model for a lot of developers.
That's their exit strategy.
To develop this so that the big guy will come in and buy it.
And squash them like a bug.
Yeah, I don't think. Look, when Facebook came in and bought Instagram, the folks at Instagram that sold, they were crying all the way to the bank. And so were the same people from WhatsApp, crying all the way to the bank. It wasn't like the big bad business that came in and said, we're not going to buy you. We're just going to dominate so you can't make anything and you go away. That's where monopolies get really bad.
Well, look, turn the radio up after these next commercials because you're going to hear about the most bizarre, amazing lawsuits between billionaires and or millionaires and Bill Gross in California. It's interesting. We'll be right back.
Well, I can hardly wait. I'll bet you can, too. Remember, there's more Radio Law Talk coming right up right here where you're listening. Either online at RadioLawTalk.com and for many people on their favorite local radio stations, which we fully support, of course. We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Liz.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Oh, that's dumb.
This is Radio Law Talk.
So down in the beaches of Los Angeles in Southern California.
Whatever, dude.
There is a certain area in Laguna Beach where you have beautiful homes that are in the $30, $40 million range. Very wealthy people live. And the views are important. Now, they pay the money for the views, and there's a certain highway that goes in front of it. With, I've been on that highway before, that which is bizarre because these are 40-plus million-dollar homes, and they're right on this main highway that's really loud out front.
Both homes on a cliff overlooking the Pacific Ocean.
That's exactly right. No, it is beautiful. I've seen this area, and I've looked
at it. Intensely beautiful.
Yeah, and I, by the way, this story I have really investigated, watched YouTube, read a ball about it, studied it, and it is bizarre. So there's a billionaire by the name of Bill Gross that rolls in and buys one of the houses and renovates it apparently, and recently, only within a few years back, and he's worth over, I checked into it, according to Investopedia, he's worth $1.5 billion is what he's worth. And he rolls in, and he likes to put this art. He uses this blown glass art, and he puts it out kind of near the beach on the side of his house, which is right where people can walk up to and touch. And it cost him $1 million, this art piece. And if you look at it, if you look it up online, you can see it's these little blue glass things like spires. And what happened is it cost him up to $50,000 to fix things of people, I don't know, throwing rocks at him or vandalizing him. So what does he do? He puts a massive tent. I mean, net, this ugly net in front of it, which is now an eyesore for the neighbor who is wealthy named Tofig. And Tofig is, as he looks out to the ocean, he sees this big, massive net in front of his view.
Yeah, and the net was there designed to protect the sculpture.
$1 million sculpture.
Yeah, from palm fronds, because they have huge, tall palm trees, and those big fronds, or whatever they're called, fall down.
That's one thing, but also from people vandalizing it, because he had vandalism issues also.
Oh.
So it's both. You're right, Denise. In fact, there's evidence they show in this case that shows where one of the palms is laying on top of the netting. So, yes, it does. But, by the way, you do $1 million sculpture and put it outside your yard, and in the yard, look, you're bound something's going to happen. So I'm setting this up. So what happens is the next-door neighbor, who's this Tofig, who's wealthy also, I don't think he's a $1.5 billion guy, but he says, you know what, neighbor, you're new, you're coming in here. It affects our view. So what they do is they turn them into the city, and the city comes out and says, you know what? You need a permit for that, which is true. You need a permit for that sculpture. You need a permit for the netting, and you didn't get a permit. And that's what the government's for, is to be able to review and see if this is going to adversely affect the neighbors and the view and et cetera, et cetera. So he gets mad. That is, Mr. Gross gets mad. And so what does he start doing?
Sit right back in your hair.
That's exactly right.
Of a faithful trip.
So he starts playing music all the time. Not all the time, but mostly. And it's Gilligan's Island.
Does he know Joe Arpaio?
I don't know what he does. He starts playing this music over and over again and just flat out just is being obnoxious to the Tofigs who basically said, you know, he was mad that he told on him. Now let's talk about a couple of interesting things.
He's actually trying to force him to withdraw the complaint, right?
Yeah, that among other things. Okay, we're going to get to that. What's the latest? We're going to get to in a minute here. Yes, that's it. This playing 10:30 at night, over and over and over. And the allegations are that they're playing it while they're not home via remote. They can use their iPhone to turn their music on, and they've had the police out a number of times, and both police officers have testified that it was obnoxious and basically. Over the top in being too loud, and agreed with that.
That they were being jerks, basically.
Yeah, over and above. And then, so then Gross argues, well, you guys are peeping Toms because you're taking pictures of us and of our, you know, of everything that we're doing here, right? So now they cross complain against them and say, well, we're suing you because You're unreasonably looking, you know.
Your harassment. Basically, a countersuit for harassment. Yeah,
peeping Toms and looking at us. And by the way, this guy this is his new wife that's much younger. Gross's wife is much younger than him. And we're going to get to how his ex-wife is coming, becoming involved in this, and this by far is the. I can see you're looking at the.
Well, while you were talking about that, I brought up Google Earth, and I found the house.
Yeah.
The two houses. You know, I'm thinking about this. All I keep thinking is, Alex, I'll take celebrity or billionaire temper tantrums for $2,000.
So you know, instead of just saying, you know what, I'm going to move the sculpture. That's you know, or I'm not going to put this huge.
It's the netting.
It's the netting. And the guy, and you know, looking at the other guy, he's like, look, I don't care about sculpture. I just don't want this massive netting, so it's in my way. And even the city saying you can't do that without permits. And so they sue each other. And this lawsuit's been going on. And again, with what's going on in 2020, here's these rich people. It's looking pretty bad. Now, here's the most interesting thing. Here's the most interesting thing before we get to what the latest is that we're going to talk about. So Mr. Gross was divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And you know as well as I do, Denise, this is right up your alley. But some of the worst things you can do, or the best things, depending on what side, go see what's in the divorce papers. Well, what's in the divorce papers of Mr. Gross?
Because divorce papers are public.
That's exactly right. So the divorce paper by his ex-wife notes a number of things at the family home once he left and she took over the family home. The first and most important thing that she noted down was that he was upset about the divorce and she accused him in 2018 of spraying their $20 million home with fart spray. So he leaves the house. He sprays fart because she found the actual cans and the fart spray was everywhere. Put fish in the ducts where the air conditioning ducts were. And this is, again, the allegations. Noxious scents around the home.
So he's a mature rich man.
Yes. making her life miserable. She found empty spray bottles of, quote, puke smell and fart smell. The carpets were stained, but the house smelled like puke and farts for a long period of time after she took it over. So, look, these are allegations by the ex-wife and of Mr. Gross, but I'm asking, I guess that fits, Gross. So what is the latest, Denise? Okay, so after all this fight going on, Krauss, look, the other party is just saying, we're not going to stop doing it. We're tired. You abused us is what their argument is. And you were unreasonable and playing the loud music all the time. All we asked for you is just to remove the netting. And the city did, too. And, Denise, what is the latest that's going on? You don't know? Denise,
yes, no, I do.
Okay, so
the latest that's going on. They actually had a hearing.
But before that, he writes a letter to his neighbor. And he writes a letter to his neighbor and said,
oh, an offer of settlement.
Offer of settlement. That's why I'm getting at. What's the offer of settlement about? This is the best part. Or Todd. Todd, you can tell. I don't care.
The offer of settlement is, let's take all the money that either of the two of us would have spent on the attorneys and donate that to charity and call it good. Now, that might have been a good idea. Who do you think the first letter objecting to that came from? The attorneys. There's no, that's a terrible idea. You
Wait
wouldn't
a minute.
Want to do that.
But here's the best part. It's because the allegations are because he's losing. Because all these, you know, it's starting to, you know, and so of course, the defendant, the other party, or the plaintiff, is saying, look, he's just trying to get out of it by paying money to get out of this bad publicity. Because the publicity is not good. On this thing. They're fighting over this little $1 million sculpture while people are suffering.
The only thing I think he's got going for him is the argument is the netting destroys our view. Well, the only view that's destroyed is of Gross's backyard. Why do you get to look into his backyard? So,
I don't know.
Whatever.
When we come back the third hour, we're going to talk about LA's new DA does not want to prosecute certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on.
This is Radio Law Talk. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.